Welcome to another podcast of Prison Mike Podcast, and I am Prison Mike.
I'm his co-host, Christy.
Now, welcome you this week, and I want to get a more of a, like, let you guys know Christy more. So, on this episode, we're going to talk about Christy. So, now, you're saying before that, you know, unlike a lot of family members, that when their significant other or, you know, whoever it is, cousin, sister, brother, they're usually sad. But you mentioned last week that you were not sad when your significant other, well, ex-other, went to prison. Is that correct?
That's very correct.
Can you speak about that more?
So I was in an abusive relationship. So every time he didn't go to prison for the abuse that he did, he went to prison for other reasons. Maybe drugs or, you know, stealing, whatever the case may be. So it was a relief. It was, I could breathe.
So how come, like, when you went to prison that you didn't run, or did you run?
I ran a couple times, but he would, how do I put this? He would say he would hurt my kids.
So he would threaten you to make you come back?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
That's kind of harsh. So then that would that be a big.
So in your head, remind you, I was young. So in your head, you sincerely think this is going to, if he can hurt you, if he can stab you, if he can do all these things that he did to you, what could he do to your babies? And I didn't know I had another choice. I thought I was stuck. I did run a couple times and he always found me. And so I thought my way of thinking back then was I had to go back or my babies were going to get hurt. So
how young were you when all this was going on?
I met him when I was 14. We had our first child at 16. It didn't start until I was about 21. It was like a light switch, Something snapped. The first one was I was vacuuming and he came out behind me and punched me in both of my ears and busted both of my eardrums at the same time. And then it just progressed into the stabbings. It just progressed and it stayed that way for years until I just had enough and ran in the middle of the night with all four kids.
Wow. So how long did that last for?
Well, I was with them 12 years, so I want to say at least 7 of the years.
Wow, that's harsh for anyone to go to. And you know what, in my opinion, is any supposing man that hits a female, that's the day he is no longer considered a man. And so it's not right at all for any woman or child to be abused like that. You know, and it goes the same way, too, is some women are abusive to men, and that's not right either.
No, absolutely not.
You know, abuse, whether it's mental, physical.
Emotional.
Nobody at all, period, should go through that. Mm-mm. And, you know, if you're going through it, don't think that you can't get away. Don't think that you're stuck. And, you know, everyone should know, you can always comment. You know, because like we had the Facebook, I have the Instagram, I have the tweet, and you can always reach out and we will answer any questions and try to help you through any situation that you're dealing with.
Absolutely.
As for, you know, like, you know, I've been through a lot of mental abuse, which isn't fun. And I joke about a lot about it because, you know what, it's done over with. I can't do anything about it.
Right.
But I've also dealt with physical abuse in my younger age. So, you know, if you think you're stuck, reach out and we can try to help you in any way, shape or form.
The thing is women, that's where the mental come in, that they think they deserve it. If you're told something over and over and over again, you tend to believe it. So therefore, a lot of people, well, why didn't you leave? Why didn't you do that? Okay, for one, walk a mile in my shoe. You know what I mean? Then come to me and ask. Secondly, you start to believe that you're a piece of crap or you're this or you're that. So you tend to start thinking, well, obviously I deserve this, obviously that. So that's the first, that's how they get you, is that mental. They get into your head. It's not like, I don't know.
Like brainwashed.
Absolutely. Then the physical comes in. And then you tend to think that you have it coming. In the lack of words, I guess. So if you're in a situation like that, please reach out. Because there is options. There's shelters. There's, you know what I mean? There's safe houses. There's... And you are worth more, I guess I want to say.
So after that relationship, did you get another relationship?
Yes.
And how was that one?
Abusive again.
So
I've only been with 4 people in my whole life, and they all were abusive, except my 4th one.
So when did it start? Like on the next relationship? How long till it started?
About 2 years in.
So, how did you get away from that one?
I just walked out on that one. He got sick. And it was over long before all that, but he got sick. And I didn't want to be that girl that left a sick guy. I didn't want to be that girl. Until one day it just was like, I am worth so much more than this. I'm so tired of flinching every time I go into a kitchen, or I don't know why, because I didn't come from an abusive family. I had a great childhood. I don't know why I was just, I don't want to say attracted to it, because I wasn't attracted to it, you know what I mean? I don't know.
So how was your childhood?
Amazing. I had an amazing dad. My mom, not so much, but that's another podcast altogether.
So what kind of things did you do with your dad? How?
Camping, just fishing, everything that our dad was supposed to do with their child. We camped all summer. He taught me my right and left hook. just everything, right? From... There's just so many things he did with us. He was amazing in every single way, and I will miss him for the rest of my life. Every son, daughter should have a father like I had. So that's what kind of, I don't understand it, how I got into abusive relationships, because I never not once saw my dad even raise his voice to my mom.
Oh, wow.
And she had it coming. You know what I mean? She would steal things from him, and she was not a decent woman. So, but he took his vows serious, he said, in sickness and health. He did not raise his voice, not one time.
So how do you feel with you in these relationships?
Huh?
Or did you hide it from him?
Oh, I hid it from him.
Oh. Was that easy?
No.
Did you ever ask any questions?
A lot of questions. Like, why aren't you coming over? Because we were really close. Well, I can't. I have a stab wound in my stomach. I have, you know what I mean? Like,
well, no, I understand that, but I'm trying to let you
know. Because I didn't want my dad to go to prison for murder.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, no, I'm just trying to get, like,
and then you're ashamed. You're ashamed. You put your head down in shame. And he was smart about it. He gave me a couple black eyes. You know what I mean? But he's not dumb about it. You know what I mean? Well, instead of giving her black eyes, let's stab her in her sleep. Or stab her in the leg while she's trying to grab the kids. Things like that.
Wow. That would not be fun. Now, I'm just trying to make it to where if somebody out there, you know, has a family member where they're suspecting something, what to look for. And so that's why I'm trying to get you to talk more about it.
Ooh,
so
they can. That's a good question. They stop coming around. Once, like, if you are always together and they just, like, all of a sudden, like, have excuse after excuse after excuse, they're probably hiding something. If they look down, I always looked it down. You know how I always look you in the eye? I used to not be like that. I was obedient. in a way, I guess. Like, signs. Wow, that's a good one. They don't see a light at the end of the tunnel. I know that that could be depression also, but depression has a lot to do with abuse also. You know what I mean? They don't feel like they're worth anything. They truly believe in their heart of hearts that they have this coming. They have every bruise, every ounce of pain coming, and they don't.
So how would it be like, how would you want somebody to approach you to help you when you're in that situation, so we can help people help?
There's others. Science. There's
how would you want them to reach out?
Talk. You don't even have to say I'm being abused if you're afraid that your significant other or whatever your partner is reading your stuff. You could say you can actually call any pizza place and order. I got to look it up, but there's a code that you can do pizza places in Cali and they know you're getting abused. Or you can walk up to a stranger with a semicolon in the middle of your palm and you just show them. And that's a national sign of help. I'm being abused.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Anything, just a random text saying, can I talk to you about anything?
Well, anymore too is what's crazy is now 911 has a text.
Really?
Yeah, they do now. But no, what I meant was, like, for instance, how would you want a family member to reach out to you in that time to help you through it, like to help you get it out of it? How would you want them to approach you?
That's a tough one because the only person you can help is yourself. Right. Or just be there. That's a really good question because I didn't have that. Like, I hid it. They want to hide it.
Well, I understand that. That's what I'm trying to help people with. Is like say, for instance, if someone did reach out to you and could reach to you, how would you want them to have done that?
Just, I don't know.
Or were you unreachable?
I was unreachable. That's what I mean with the mental, because you were so brainwashed, as you said. So help with what? You know, I got this coming. The beating I'm about to get in a few minutes that I have to hide from everybody that I love, that, you know what I mean? And then to go look at my father who taught me, I'm way stronger than that. You know what I mean? I would have thought I know what he would have done. He would have held me and let me cry and then reminded me who I was.
But that's a big
in my eyes, I would have thought he would have been disappointed.
Right. So you're afraid to let him down.
Absolutely.
So that's why you hid.
And I didn't want him to go to prison for her. Well, yeah. I'm right back to that.
Well, I know what I would do if, yeah.
No. He'd go to prison.
Yeah. So how'd you finally get out of that mental trap?
Even after I left him, I was still in that mental for a long time. For a long time. I still see it in me sometimes. Like, I doubt myself. And you see that.
Yes, I do. So you're actually still working on the
recovery? Oh, yeah. I think I'll work on that until the day I die.
Wow. That's harsh. So how much better do you feel now that you're out of that and your mental state now, even though you're still working on it?
Oh, the clarity is beautiful. I think I'm a little over. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, the first sign of disrespect, I'm quick to... You know what I mean? I'm quick to... Yeah. I feel like I'm on attack at all times. And there's probably people that don't have it coming. But, you know what I mean? I'm going to get you before you get me.
Right. So it's like that. Kind of like the... So it's like a mental thing.
Oh, yeah.
To where you feel... I'm going to get them before they get me.
Yeah.
And you still feel that because of all those years.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you doing that, working on that?
Oh, it's an everyday process. You see me curb myself all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have to see the signs for yourself. A lot of people just let it go. Oh, no, no, I'm not this. I'm not that. You have to be very truthful with yourself. Okay, I just attacked this person. Not physically attacked, but attacked verbally. That guy probably, or this woman didn't probably deserve that. You know what I mean? Be humble. But understand that it is a process. I don't think I'll ever forget. I have too many scars to forget. I have two, not even the mental, it's the physical scars on my body that will never, as much as I want them gone. But it, in the same way, I love my scars, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I am such a stronger person now. Even though I'm working on myself, I'm a way stronger person. It reminds me of where I once was, that I never want to be there again. And how I'm proud. I'm proud of how far I've come. If that makes sense.
No, it does. It's like for me, you know, because, you know, I came, like, it's kind of the same. It's different, but it's kind of similar. Is like how I came from the ghettos and projects of Phoenix. And, you know, didn't too much time to think about. That's why it's Praising Mike. And
is that why you call it that?
No. And so you know, so I'm not ashamed of it because it made me who I am today.
Absolutely.
And you can only make yourself stronger from all those different things that you've gone through.
Absolutely.
And if you forget about them, then you're forgetting about everything that made you who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I can understand that. So even though you'd want the physical and all those marks gone because of the bad memories, but also made you who you are today.
Absolutely. Like, I'll have days where I'm like, I look at them all the time and I'm like, and it makes me mad. It makes me like, how would I let myself get got like that? Or why didn't I do more? Or why didn't I call the cops? Why didn't I do this? Why didn't I do this? Well, for one, way I was raised, we don't call. As stupid as that sounds, please call if you're getting abused. Don't be like me. Then there's days where I love my scars. Like, I could still be in that abusive relationship. I could be doing this, but I'm not. I'm this. I'm that. I've come this far. I'm a pretty positive person.
Yes, you are.
Too funny.
Well, yeah, obviously. So if you were still in that situation, what do you think would be the best way for somebody to reach out? Because, you know, in case somebody's listening to this that's going through it.
To send a random to any of our emails. Just a random. Doesn't even have to be about abuse. Say the sun is shining. Just a couple words and we'll get it. We'll understand. Because a lot of them, they read what they post, or their abuser does this. So just say the sun is shining, just a couple words that is so random. We'll get it. We'll understand it and we'll reach out. And I'll do anything in my power.
Okay, what about the ones that are scared to reach out? Like, what would be the best way for them to get out of it?
There's no answer to that one, sweetheart. As sucky as it is. Because, I mean, you can assume all you want. But if they, because a lot of abusees defend their abusers. Does that make sense?
Yes.
They would go to jail themselves to protect their abusers. So you can't help the people that are stuck that way. As sad as it is, you just want to take them and shake them. No, honey. As sad as that is.
No, that makes a lot of sense, you know. And so you people out there, you know, that need someone to even to just talk to, we're here for you.
Absolutely. Day or night.
And for those people that are scared, that are going through it, don't be scared. You know, because you know what? You're going to get over that mental trap. You're going to get over all that stuff, make yourself stronger and better. So never think that's what you deserve. That's the only thing you need. And, you know, you don't deserve a good person. You don't deserve, no. That's all BS. You deserve the best life that you can live with the best person you can have it with.
First, learn to love yourself. all the rest will come back. Color will come back into your life. You won't have to flinch when something falls off a shelf. You can actually go to sleep at night and not fear there's going to be an object sticking out of your chest, or your babies have to see that. I have 4 kids that had to see it. And to this day, my son will call me, you know what I mean, and just have flashbacks on it. I can't take that away. I feel guilt every day for it because I wasn't strong enough to leave with my kids sooner. But I really thought he was going to hurt my babies, and I couldn't live without my babies. So, but it is my fault. I should have been stronger. The love that I have for my children, I should have been stronger. I should have stood on my 2 feet and said, you know what, enough is enough. I did. I finally did, but at what cost? Like, my kid is 25 now, and he still has flashbacks on it. Or he worries about his mama a little bit too much when he should be living his life. If you have kids, honey, it's horrible. They see it. You think you're hiding it? You ain't hiding nothing. You could be putting a smile on your face. They see because they came from you. You gave birth to that child. You were bonded in so many ways. So they see it, and it affects them in so many ways. And no, you don't. You don't deserve it. And life is beautiful. As much as mixed up bad things are out there, it's still a very beautiful life. So just, you could do it. If I could do it, anybody could do it.
So now, how do your kids look at you now that you're out of all that? And when they say to you?
Oh, they're proud.
And so what, like how do they talk to you about it later on? Did they?
The girls don't. The girls don't. The girls were little when I finally left. It's the boys that saw the blunt of it. They coddle me. Like I'm a flower. When they talk about it, they get mad. And I know they're reliving it in their head. And that, can you imagine watching that when you're just a little boy and wanting to protect your mama, but again, you're only a little boy?
Oh, yeah. No. I've been through it, but a different way. I've watched my mom get beat up by another family member. And I know that's not the same, but it is. When you watch it happen, it's not fun. And so would they tell you now, or how they talk to their dad? Would they say to him?
They don't talk to their dad.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Wow, they just said it's too much. What about the girls? They don't either? Mm-mm. So he just kind of just like disappeared.
Oh, well, they know where he is. They just don't talk to him.
No, I mean, like, they just like kind of made him disappear out of their life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a squash deal.
Right. No, I was just wondering.
They call him that guy.
That's awesome. Well, at least they know, you know, what they shouldn't do. And hopefully it makes it to where they don't do it, which I don't see them doing it.
Like, oh, no.
I talked to one, because I'm not going to mention no names on here.
Oh, no.
One of them, I talked to him. He's awesome. He's really awesome. And shout out to you, bro. You know who you are. The other one, I haven't as of yet. And tell them why, because to me, it's so proud.
My baby is a Marine.
That's right. And so, he's heard from you since then, right? Like, since you left your last abusive relationship?
Oh, yeah. They knew right when I left. I mean, a few days later, but they're happy. They keep saying that the old mom is back. I don't have to worry about that now.
Right. No, it's, isn't it a great feeling?
It is a great feeling.
So all you people out there, and doesn't necessarily have to be a female.
No.
That are going through that, listen to somebody right here. I mean, this is kind of more serious podcast than usual, but it's a good one. Because I don't like abuse at all. I'm not for that. And like I said before, to me, a man doesn't hit a woman. And believe me, I've been socked by females. I've been kicked by females. And I will not do that. I wouldn't.
They
I will
don't not need to hit you anyways.
Right. No, you know what I mean, though. So reach out. Get the help. Whether it's from sending us a message, asking us for help, or if it's, you know, just going to a family. Even though you might feel ashamed because of what's going on, don't be. It's not you're not the one that did it. You're not the one doing it to yourself. Don't be ashamed. Don't stay in that mental trap. Go on to whatever family member and reach out to them. Cause I know usually typically is any family member, whether it's a street family or a brother, a sister, grandparent, whoever, you go to them. And they'll be there for you.
But sometimes it's easier to talk to a stranger.
You're absolutely correct. That's why I said, if you need to, you know, send us a message. And we'll do the best we can. That's all we can do. You know, so don't think that you have to stay in that. Because you don't deserve it. You know. So now, where did all this take place at?
What town?
Yeah. What areas?
What?
Ready.
And then we moved to Needles, California, down south, away from all my family. Now I understand why. At the time, I was like, why is he? And this is a dirt town. Like, there ain't nothing. Now I get it. Because I had no family. I had no support group. I had nothing. It was all his family.
Oh, so he tried to, like, trap you.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, so when you left there, where'd you go?
What do you mean, like, when I left him?
Yeah.
I came to Phoenix.
Okay, and
my friend had a safe house here.
And so, so were you in the abusive relationship here as well?
I wasn't in a relationship here.
So then, what made you go to California?
My dad moved, or my dad was dying.
And, right, and so you were helping him and taking care of him?
Yeah.
Okay, so then, and then, so obviously you got into another abusive relationship, another person.
That was after my dad died.
And the same town. They met the other one.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Wow. And so.
Now do you get why I hate writing so much? More than that reason, but.
Right. No, I understand. I'm trying to let them relate more.
Yeah, I left Phoenix. I love Phoenix. My dad had COPD and emphysema, and he was dying. And my biological mom wouldn't take care of him. So I moved us, all four of my kids, back to Redding. Took care of him for the last 8 years of his life. And on the 4th of July, I found him dead.
And then
couldn't save him.
And then, so then you found another guy.
I lost my mind after my dad.
Oh, I bet. I can see that. Because, you know, you can even hear in your voice, I talked about how you grew up. You lived a very good childhood with your dad.
Oh, absolutely.
And so I can imagine how that was. Okay, and so now, how did you get out of your last abusive relationship after your dad died? And what made you come to AZ?
I just walked out. Something clicked. I didn't care what people thought. I didn't care if you think I left a sick guy, then whatever. If you want to make stories up, go ahead, because no one lived that life with me. No one was in that house with me. just something clicked. I can't even explain it. I was like, this is not me. And like, what? No. And I left in the middle of the night, went to my sister's. And then I met an amazing guy, and I moved to AZ.
So this concludes this week's Prison Mike podcast.
And this is Christy, his co-host. Thank you for listening, and if you need help, please reach out.
And you guys have a good week.